Yeah, welcome to Cannabis Can. I'm your host, Professor Blunston. The show is sponsored by Persistent Promotions in association with No Autograph Entertainment. Music provided by DJ J. Ross of Rec Shop Productions. We're getting ready to go into Wednesday, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go. The strand of the day is Miss Northern Lights. Yeah, man. We're about to tip into the weekend. Miss Northern Lights is about 80% indica, 20% sativa, with a guaranteed call from the infamous Tight Eyes, accompanied by his friend Grin. So for those who partake in the strand of the day, make sure you stop and get your clear eye, because you will need it. That's right. Now, in cannabis news, the feds aren't going to pursue Michigan medical cannabis decisions to re-legalize cannabis. Now, this is following the feds' budget that was passed by Congress on last Friday, and it was signed by Trump. Basically, the feds aren't going to use their budget in states that have re-legalized cannabis. Now, that's great news, solving that what-if question. What if this administration decide to pull the Obama riff and start closing the dispensaries down? Well, that's not going to happen. There's too much going on. And as we get further into the story, you guys will find that other states have made some, have had some serious, have basically made some leeway in this cannabis movement, some victories overall. Now let's, I want to go ahead and go to cannabis and sports. Let's go to cannabis and sports. For the last couple episodes, the NFL have been taking over the headlines. And it's been for a good reason. A lot of their players have been stepping out. Basically, they're becoming pro-cannabis activists. Last week, we had an unfortunate incident that happened with one of the New England Patriots. Deron, the closer, Harmon, the safety for the New England Patriots, was arrested last week for possession of cannabis oils and so forth. However, he has issued an apology to the fans. And I say for basically, I say no, not for basically, he has issued an apology for the fans for choosing to use natural herbs, oils, and edibles while in Costa Rica versus drinking alcohol. So he had to issue an apology to the fans because he chose a much safer, healthier alternative. Now, everyone is on the beach, okay, people? In Costa Rica right about now, everyone's on the beach. They're enjoying their Mai Tais, lattes, and high ties when the closer may not drink. So he'd rather use a much, like I say, safer and healthier alternative to release his stress while vacationing, and he'd rather not drink. So he was made to apologize for that. But Professor Blunston, got your back, man. We got your back. So, you know, they sent you back to America. So they basically, you had to fly back to Florida. Go somewhere else, man. Go to Hawaii. Hawaii, there's dispensaries in Hawaii. Go to Hawaii. You have your dispensaries there. They're legal. Go to Hawaii. You'll have a good time. But other than that, Professor Blunston, we got your bag, D. Now let's go on to some entertainment. Well, as far as I'm concerned, cannabis is always entertainment. And as I mentioned in a previous episode, Mr. Boombastic, Shaggy, is expected to get a wedding invite, according to sources, my sources. Now, he just might be one of the performers at Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding. I truly hope he does get the invite. Considering, you know, they're going to be drinking wine, some of the finest wines from the grape orchards out of Italy. So why not smoke some of the finest tasting cannabis from that part of the region to go along with that great tasting wine? That's right. So hopefully they have a great wedding. I mean, I'm hoping everything goes, you know, everything goes accordingly. And I hope Shaggy is a performer there. We will know, people. Of course, the media, we're going to find out. And as soon as I find out, you know, I'll let you all know, or you know, we'll know. Let's go on to cannabis and health. Now, in cannabis and health, Iowa has won a major victory for cannabis patients with epilepsy, MS, cancer, HIV, AIDS, and all various other illnesses. Iowa has made cannabis oil available in stores. That's right, not in dispensaries, in stores. So, to the parents who has a child suffering like Alfie Dingley, you won't have to petition the government to give your child, your baby, the quality of life that you know they deserve. And the joy on your face as a parent as you watch your child laugh and play like children should. Iowa will allow you to go to the stores and purchase cannabis oil for the various illnesses that I've called, and I'm sure there's other on the list that I have not called. But I want to say congratulations to those people in Iowa and to the patients in Iowa. Take care of yourselves. Now you have somewhere available to actually go purchase your oils, your topicals. I'm sure there's topicals and stuff like that there as well, because if they have the oils, they'll have the topicals as well. But you have somewhere now, you have an alternative versus the opioid pills for your pain. Now also in the medical cannabis news, medical cannabis is also available for the people of Jersey. That's right, New Jersey. Medical cannabis is now available for those suffering from chronic pain, anxiety, migraines, and I'm sure the list goes on and on. So yes, your governor, Governor Phil Murphy, made that happen. Now, this action goes in effect immediately. As the late, great Bernie Mac would say, immediately. So for those in Jersey listening, you could immediately go to your doctor and say, yo, my back hurt, my head hurt, you know, and the doctors in Jersey could now recommend that their patients use medical cannabis. Oh, check this out. For those parents who have children, or for those who have dealing with their spouses who have Tourette syndrome, that's on there as well. Tourette syndrome is on the list as well. So, hey, now for all the outbursts, you know, sit your ass down, whatever you're gonna say, go get you some cannabis, and he'll calm his ass and she'll calm her ass. And yes, that's wonderful. I've always said, there was that one movie, I can't quite remember, Man, I can't. It's a comedy. I can't quite remember the movie, but I'd always said watching that years ago, man, if she'd smoke us some weed, she'd calm down. But anyway, I want to salute Governor Phil Murphy. And I also nominate Governor Phil Murphy from the Garden State of New Jersey as Captain Cannabis for the year of 2018. Let's give him a round of applause. Governor Phil Murphy for the Golden State of New Jersey is Captain Cannabis for 2018. Now, to the cannabis medicators of Jersey, you all have a major victory in this cannabis movement and a reason to celebrate. That's right. Now, I don't know what's going on the other end, but you guys have a couple states that's touching you. Maybe those governors will kind of wake up and say, you know, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. So just kind of give it a little time there. But as I wind the show down, this portion of the show, I'm going to more or less give you guys some food for thought versus spoken word. Now, Christie wasn't with it, is what it looks like. The people of Jersey made the right move. Governor Phil Murphy said he thinks it's time to let medical cannabis soothe the people's aches and pains in his state. Now let's see how much longer will the New Yorkers have to wait. Cannabis Can is brought to you by Persistent Promotions in association with No Automograph Entertainment. Music provided by J. Ross, DJ J. Ross of Rec Shop Productions. Peace.